It is great to be here. I am Steve Goss, along with Mara Davis, scoping out the musical future that awaits us this weekend. It's time for Mara's Music Mix.
Musical future.
Yeah, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Steve. Let's get started in Little Five Points at the Variety Playhouse. It's galactic. They're a New Orleans rock, funk, jam band, and it's always guaranteed to be a great time when you see Galactic. Now, they've been around for a while, but I want to mention them, and the band that's opening up for them is called Fruition, and they're known as Portland's best folk band. So take that and run with it.
Lots of public radio fans will be at that show, I would imagine.
Oh, yes.
Tailgating ahead of time.
But this is a really, really cool double bill. And this is a big tour for Fruition because they started off as like a street band, like busking. Because you know you love to busk, Steve. I know that's kind of your thing.
My ukulele.
But now they're playing big bat venues like Red Rocks and working with Galactic. But Galactic is, you know, is always guaranteed a great time.
Yeah, their album Into the Deep came out last year. Macy Gray, lead vocalist on the single from that, which is a, gosh, that's a great song.
Yeah, they're fantastic. That's Galactic and Fruition at the Variety Playhouse tonight.
Also tonight, Terminal West has a guy who was with the Black Crowes most recently. He's doing a solo gig now, and I love his sound. I love the way he plays guitar. We're talking about Jackie Green.
He's fantastic. He's a roots singer-songwriter, and he's worked with so many different people. But he sounds great. Started off real young, taught himself how to play guitar and piano in his own garage. So you know when you have that God-given talent, it's going to be a great show. And I think he's someone who we really need to watch because it's impressive when one person can get on stage and you focus on him. And Jackie Green's got that.
And he's been bubbling under the surface as a songwriter. He wrote and won an Oscar for I Will Never Let You Go that was in the Brokeback Mountain soundtrack several years ago. And then he toured with Bob Weir and the Remnants of the Grateful Dead. In fact, I'd be willing to bet you might hear some Dead songs at the show.
There's nothing wrong with that, Steve.
In fact, you could cue up Sugar Ree. He does a great version of that. You know,
I love it. Back to the old radio days. Steve Goss, cue up Sugar Ree.
Drop the needle on that one, would you, Mike?
That's Jackie Green at Terminal West tonight. All right, so I'm going to give myself a shameless plug, but this is something that you're probably going to want to come to. On Saturday night, it's part of the Atlanta JCC Book Fest in Dunwoody. They are bringing in Kenny Loggins because Kenny Loggins has a new book called Footloose, and it's a bunch of children's stories based on Footloose and some of his other songs. But he's going to be doing a performance and a talk with your pal, Mara Davis, on stage. We're going back and forth. So this is kind of like, I mean, this is a bucket list moment. I mean, and Kenny's been everywhere. He was just on Jimmy Kimmel, and Tom Cruise was on the same night, and they had never met, you know, Highway to the Danger Zone. So
well, he's one of my favorite artists. My wife and I have been Kenny Loggins fans for a long time. Saw him at Chastain many years ago. And, of course, on Peach, we played all his stuff. And even before that, you know, he used to write songs for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And their big album, Uncle Charlie, had Mr. Bojangles on it. He wrote four or five songs on that album, House at Pooh Corner. And then he was with Loggins and Messina. You know,
Angry Eyes, one of my favorites.
Your Mama Can't Dance.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. This yes. is it, and I'm all right.
Yes. You got to come.
Heart. Yep.
Cheer me on.
I'd love to.
Heckle
fact.
Me. Do it. That's Kenny Loggins at the JCC, part of the Atlanta Jewish Book Festival, on Saturday night with your friend, Mara Davis.
So on Sunday evening, a band that's been around for quite a while, gosh, almost 30 years, it's kind of hard to believe. I'm talking about the Cowboy Junkies, and they've cranked out some really great music over the years.
Yes, well, I like to call them, you know, Canada's classiest cult band. You know, they're just the voice and the vibe, and it sounds so, you know, the lead singer, Margaret, she's just, oh, God, that voice. When they do Sweet Jane, the cover of that, so beautiful. I mean, that's going to be a very, like, you know, Chardonnay, evening at City Winery.
They had a hit with the cover of Sweet Chain Twice, you know, when it came out in Natural Born Killers. It was in the movie.
Right.
But they had a hit originally, and then a few years later, they had a hit again with a Lou Reed song. And Cowboy Junkies were an Americana band before Americana existed, and the irony of that is they're from Canada. So the first Americana band was
Canadian. Well, you know, you think about that. It's like, you know, Neil Young could be Americana. He's Canadian.
Right.
But they are really great. Maybe not a Chardonnay. Take that back. Maybe a Pinot Noir on one of these beautiful fall nights. The Cowboy Junkies at City Winery on Sunday night. So here is a powerhouse double bill. I am talking about Stevie Nicks and the Pretenders. Two women who sound like nobody else. I think let's get that out in the open. Like, you just can't be Stevie Nicks or Chrissy Hynde, okay? But this is going to be such a cool show. Stevie is so great live. And here's what she said in an interview recently. She was talking about the election and, you know, about a result being a landslide. And she said at an inauguration she'd want to get together all the people who have covered landslide, like Smashing Pumpkins, Dixie Chicks. Turns out that Gwyneth Paltrow has covered it. Miley Cyrus has covered it. Paramore has covered it. So could you imagine all the people that have covered landslide performing it together? And can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life?
Well, you know, Fleetwood Mac was the house band for Bill Clinton's inauguration back in 93.
Exactly.
And if you watch that on TV, the inaugural ball, they were playing Don't Stop over and over and over again. It went on for like 15 minutes in celebration of his inauguration. So, yeah, fast forward a couple decades and, you know, if Hillary wins or when Hillary wins, if it's a landslide, yeah,
Let's see what happens. Now, the Pretenders have a new album out called Alone, which was produced by Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys. So Chrissy's back at it. She is a great performer. Hard to interview, though. I'll admit that. She's one of my scariest, hardest interviews. She's the nicest person ever. But when I interviewed her, she was like, ask me something else. I don't like that question.
Well, at least she's honest. And here's something else that she said honest, which is kind of unusual considering when they're playing at Philips Arena. They were playing a club in London last week. And after the performance, she said, or before the performance, she said, well, no one likes playing arenas, which is why she was happy to be in this small club. So it'll be interesting if she says no one likes playing in small clubs in Atlanta when she plays Philips Arena. But
she just does what she wants.
She can do what she wants, yeah.
Let Chrissy Hynde, you know, do what she wants to do. Let Stevie Nicks spin around in a beautiful dress. I am fully down.
And, you know, one of my all-time favorite songs is Back on the Chain Gang. I cannot hear that song enough.
It's a classic.
Yeah, I mean, I just love it.
Perfect. There's so many Pretender songs that are just perfect. I mean, she's an incredible songwriter and just overall... Just you can't take your eyes off her. Same with Stevie Nicks. So we need to go to the show together. We're just like gushing about it.
Which one of these shows are we not going to?
Okay.
We're going to all of them.
That's Stevie Nicks and the Pretenders at Philips Arena Sunday night.
So on Monday night, Dweezil Zappa, the son of Frank Zappa, one of his children, I should say, is back in town. And it's important to say one of his children because apparently they're not all getting along too well. In fact, Amit and Diva have sued Dweezil over him using the word or the phrase Zappa plays Zappa when he tours the country.
So now the show is called, let me put this in an NPR morning edition. Let me sanitize this for you. Dweezil Zappa plays whatever the fudge he wants tour. So he's going to play whatever he wants. And clearly he is not intimidated by any of this family nonsense. But he can rip it out. If you're a Zappa fan, can you imagine if Frank Zappa were alive now, what he'd be doing? He'd be so vocal. It's such a shame. I know you saw the recent documentary about him. So, I always think of people, how they would react in current times. He passed away.
He'd probably take his kids aside and say, look, you little knuckleheads. But, you know, that's what happens. You know, if you inherit the estate of a famous parent and you want to make money on it, you know, I can't imagine anybody here in Atlanta has been doing that, but
well,
I guess they have.
There you go.
But Dweezil was here last spring on that Jimi Hendrix tribute concert at the Fox Theater.
Right.
With all sorts of artists.
He can do it.
He's a great guitarist. Great.
That's Dweezil Zappa playing whatever he wants Monday night at the Variety Playhouse. So, Steve, here's a band that we used to play. I want to say that we broke on Dave FM, Fits in the Tantrums. We played the song Money Grabber all the time. It's such a great one. I kind of look at these guys as a less weird modern-day B-52s.
Yes. In fact, I was going to say Michael Fitzpatrick sort of reminds me of Fred Schneider, his stage presence.
Oh, I'm sure Fred would like to hear that.
Or Michael might like it.
Well, they've got a new album. It's their third album. And, they're really rolled into the pop sound. That's pretty much their thing now. I think they were kind of be like maybe an alternative band when they started, but now they're full on pop. You hear their music at a lot of commercials. But I will say I've seen them live, and they put on a fantastic show. You cannot just sit there and stand still. You're going to want to jump up, party, dance. There's a horn section. They bring it.
Hand Clap is the new single. That was on Dancing with the Stars, and it's a dance pop tune.
Yeah, really, really great.
Made
band.
In heaven, yeah.
Yeah, really great. That's Fits in the Tantrums at the Tabernacle Monday night.
So when Mara sends her rundown, sometimes we'll see an artist name in all capital letters, or as in this case, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars before her name.
That's true.
Which is code for, I'm on the verge of stalking this artist, in Mara speak.
Well, you're kind of onto something, because I am trying to get an interview with Margot Price. She is playing Terminal West. She was here last time at Eddie's Attic, so she keeps getting bigger. I find her to be like a modern-day Loretta Lynn. Her voice is so powerful. She signed to Jack White's Third Man Records. She was on the first episode of Prairie Home Companion with Jack White on the new version of that. But she sings with heart and with passion, and she's had a lot of tragedy in her life, and she's that classic Nashville story of, like, tragedy. Everybody said no to her. Then Midwest Farmer's Daughter came out, and this album is... I've worn it out. I play it so much. I cannot wait to see her live. She is a triumph.
Yeah, her voice reminds me of a little Loretta Lynn, but Dolly Parton, too. She's got that sound to it. And she's been on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, she is a rising star, and she's playing Terminal West, and who knows? She might be another Adele story and playing a big arena next time she's in town.
You just never know. That's why I like to stalk them just when they're getting famous.
Get them while they're young and they still open the door to you. Yes.
That's right. That's Margot Price on Monday night at Terminal West.